Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So, these next couple days, it is the 40th anniversary of Chicago's Blizzard of 79. I'm going to read a little piece of a letter from the Chicago Tribune. As a taxpayer and motorist, I'm outraged at the condition of the Chicago and suburban streets. Streets weren't plowed, stalled, and double-parked cars were blocking traffic everywhere. Come on, City Hall. Chicago has enough manpower and resources to get the problem cleared up. This cost Mayor Blandick his job.
The election, yeah.
It absolutely did.
And it swept Jane Byrne into office.
It absolutely did.
Yeah.
It absolutely did. It is officially, I'm looking at the top 10 snowstorms in Chicago since 1884. This one ends up being number four. So the number 10 was in 1929, okay? Then 1939 was number 9 and 8. Number 7 was 1931. 6 was 1930. Number 5 was the Super Bowl blizzard that we had, which you and I were on the air here for in 2015.
That was the one I was stuck on Lakeshore Drive?
No, this was the Super Bowl blizzard.
That was before.
This was overnight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This was overnight Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
2015 was 19.3 inches. The blizzard of 79 was number 4, 20.3. Snowpocalypse, which I believe was the one you were talking about, was Groundhog Day blizzard, 2011.
11, yeah.
21.2. 1999, believe it or not, I don't even remember this one. It was a New Year's blizzard in 1999, 21.6 inches. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the number one was this blizzard of 67 at 23 inches.
Yeah.
Here is, I've got a couple of audio bites, just interesting to hear from the day, from NBC 5 Chicago with, I know Carol Marine was there, and then with Bill and Walter from BBM. Let's take a listen to NBC 5.
This is the weekend edition of News Center 5 with Mike Jackson at the anchor desk and Carol Marine.
Good evening. I'm Mike Jackson. My colleague Carol Marine is over at City Hall at this hour talking with Mayor Blandick about one aspect of the snowstorm story that has completely dominated Chicago's news this evening. Yes, the news is the weather. So far, 16 inches of snow have fallen. And a lot more is on the way. In fact, we could end up with more snow than the all-time record-setting 23 inches we got back in 1967. Here to tell us more about how much we're likely to get is Jim Hill.
Mike, I don't think we're going to make that 23 inches or better. It's beginning to diminish a little bit in intensity right now. Take a look at the radar, the very first thing, and it doesn't really show what we have right through the Chicago area. But there it is, showing the heaviest amounts a little bit to the southwest of us, but still snowing pretty furiously right in the downtown Chicago area. It's an unusually dangerous storm. I don't think it's going to be quite as bad as 66, 67, but it certainly is going to be a memorable storm, and if you take our advice, you...
I remember actually climbing on top of my garage from the snowdrifts because we shoveled so high, you know, in the driveway to get that done. Here is Bill and Walter. Now, they held this. I remember this, watching this as a kid, and I was maybe 12 years old at the time, but they held like almost like a news conference with all of management of City Hall in the WBBM studios because people were pissed.
Sure.
I mean, you couldn't get out of anywhere for days. You couldn't get to work, couldn't get to school, couldn't get to anywhere. It was a complete disaster. So they decided to pull everyone together and ask some tough questions. Let's take a listen.
5 days ago, the city of Chicago and its environs were hit with one of nature's little surprises, a major snowstorm. A devastating blizzard of winter that virtually strangled the city and left its citizens struggling to cope in over 20 inches of snow. Only once before in the city's modern history had such an accumulation blasted the area. That was 1967. Now as then, and try as hard as it could, the city could barely keep its lifelines open. Side streets still unpassable. Public transportation snarled, expressways buried, O'Hare Airport closed for one of the few times in its history. This is turning out to be Chicago's winter of discontent, all right. With so much snow on streets and expressways, we're wondering where to put it as we struggle to cope. And that struggle has triggered a blizzard of questions, most of which can only be answered by the city officials directing the cleanup operation. And so tonight, Channel 2 News presents Public Questions, City Answers.
We have with us tonight the four people who are most responsible for the city's cleanup efforts. They'll be answering your questions, questions that you can telephone into us by calling the number 266-2277. Even though the snow has stopped for the minute, there are still plenty of questions to be answered. With us is, as you can see on our cameras now, Jim McDonough, the chairman of the CTA board. He and his cleanup crews have faced a nightmare in White this week as they struggled to dig out trains and stalled buses mired in icy ruts. And while the crews worked to free up the transportation, hundreds of confused commuters shuffled back and forth in the cold.
And that is our own Walter Jacobson, yeah. Actually, that'll be on in a half hour. But that was a pretty intense newscast. And you could tell the guys that were there, they just got the crap beat out of them for days.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things, and this kind of led to Jane Byrne's election, was that for whatever reason, and again, I was out of town at the time and I was reading the reports in Vegas, for whatever reason, the city decided to not send equipment to the south and west sides. And it was a complete backlash by the African-American and Hispanic communities against the Blandick administration.
But the whole city was shut down.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he did a poor job everywhere, but he specifically ignored those areas.
Exactly. I mean, it was whatever was hitting the rest of the city just by nature.
Yep.
Was doubled in pain on the south and west side. So it was just poorly managed, especially given the change in how the city snow command center had changed since the 67 storm,
right?
And the improvement in technology that they had. Even back for this one in 79, it has increased since.
Expectations were higher.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And after, I remember, because I got back here in town in September of 79, and a couple of years later went to work for Jane over at City Hall, and one of the big things that she did in reaction to that was to put together a city snow plan. Apparently, there had not been one.
Which is crazy.
Up to their point. Not an actual document that showed who would answer to who reports to whom. And,
right.
And Snow Command at that time was on the, I want to say, 7th or 8th floor at City Hall in the Streets and Sanitation Department. It was a small room on the north end of the hallway, and everybody was cramped into this very small room with TV monitors, the old TV monitors, and the call boxes, the old way that they contacted all the Streets and Sand offices and all the wards. And it was kind of a catch-as-catch-can at that time. And she put together a plan. And then, of course, now all of that has been moved over to the OEMC building. And it's all state-of-the-art technology now.
40th anniversary of the Blizzard of 79. All right, it's 4:32. Thanks for that, Roger. It is time for the news.